Right, good morning. So, Aleishu Chelik Aleph, we are on page Ches in the introduction. Let's just read the last paragraph before that heading, Shari Ahataracha. So, he summarizes by saying, Nidme, it seems to me, ki gam eile sheshamu es advarim be'alpe. Those who heard the words orally in the yeshiva, yiru kan davar hadash. Nonetheless, they'll see something new, bi'itzareif advarim litmuna shlema ul derech ha'misudeus. Because here, as opposed to distinct shirim and shmuzim that they had, it's all connected into a complete picture and organized path in life. V'hiratzoin made by Hashem's will, shekor'eachi bo hatzu'adim aleishu. Those who read it and are walking upon the wall in order to gaze, v'itzte'elif ne'em yofiyoshel tamid chacham amiti. When they see the beauty of a true tamid chacham, when they see from the wall into the Torah world, yis'ereru laredes min achoma. The idea that they should be inspired to descend from the wall, and to seek a gate through which they themselves will now enter into that wondrous world of Torah. So that this sefer should be transformed from initially being a gaze, an overview of a Torah life, to gates of guidance. So he continues here, one should not see the Sefer as a new Sefer Musar. That's enough for us, those Sfarim Ush'al Sefer Musar Shemipim Anachoyim. And other Sefer Musar from which we live, this expression Shemipim Anachoyim is of course from the first parak of Ksubois. Rabbi Yoshua repeatedly uses this expression with respect to testimony. Very few are the words of chizuk and calls to avodas Hashem that the reader will find in the sefer. Also, somebody who is searching for guidance to reach very exalted levels, or it says very specific and individually tailored advice for correction of midos, he will not be satisfied. It's the sefer is more broad than that. Megamas chibuze peshuta uvrurai. The objective of this book is simple and straightforward. Kol lomei Torah. Anyone who learns Torah, gam bedorim ze, even if in this late generation, metzapelechach ki beikvois limudoy tizbarei lo darkoi b'chaim. He expects that as a result of his involvement in Torah, his path in life will be clarified. Hein bisnagusayim yomis, both in day-to-day conduct, and also in the fateful questions, issues that a person has to decide on in different parts of his life. One wants clarity in that. Furthermore, the desire of every lomei Torah, or magam ben yeshiva, or the more so ben yeshiva, la'avoid al atzmoy, as that's the expression we've adopted, to work on oneself. If there's a clear path for him, that he can see how to do that, this is the objective of this composition, just to trace the path, the general path for our generation. Once again, we're not describing derech avodah for great and exalted people, tzadikim, rather a path for self-training, self-improvement, for every individual who's been touched by the imperative to change himself. He understands and recognizes the need, the essential need to improve. So the writing of the book stretched over approximately 13 years. And the author toiled mightily to clarify what are the fundamental ideas, the foundations, without which no self-improvement is possible, no real growth is possible. It's the Zechus HaRabim that brought to the crystallization, literally, of the guidance which is offered here. There is nothing in the Sefer that wasn't previously brought in front of the Bnei Yeshiva and tested out And in brackets it says, Be'ikar b'chugei avodah metzumtzavim hanikayim ve'adim, especially in limited groups called ve'adim. So it's a product of practice, empirical. Ve'lo rak hashita kvua sofis basefer levada. It's not just the final approach that is in the sefer. Various slightly different approaches in the same subject were tried in the context of these groups, and they didn't withstand criticism, or they were proven to be ineffective in practice. And therefore, all of that experience is crystallized into the sefer, which is why he says it's zechus arabim that is brought to this final crystallized form of the sefer. Biram, nonetheless, acharei kol ha'amal v'atircha, after all the toil, ro'eh mechaber kol yom yoiser es likuyei ha'sefer, the author sees daily the shortcomings of the sefer, v'chi hu rachok milyos mushlam mikol v'kol, and that it's far from being perfect. Nonetheless, it seems that there was siyata dishmaya in terms of the arrangement of the sefer, because ultimately what emerged is an organized composition that accompanies the person from the day when he reaches that intellectual maturity until his last day. It covers the entire span. It would have been impossible to compose such a sefer, which is much greater than the author. the creation has overtaken the creator. The sefer became much, much greater than the author himself, he says. Perhaps one should see in this divine mercy over our orphan generation. Lifkoach enayim, to help us open our eyes, ulasvois derech la'avodah atzmis, to trace out a path for working upon oneself, v'lichnisa l'toch pnimius ha'Torah, and to enter into pnimius ha'Torah. Next point. Milevad ha'seder miyuchad asher bo mitzaneh chibur be'ezras Hashem. So besides the unique order that characterizes the sefer, yesh lasim lev limkoris, one should pay careful attention to sources. Midivrei Chazal, Rishonim v'Achronim, Zicham Yagen Aleinu. He quotes all the time, Chazal, Rishonim v'Achronim, Asher Aleihem Mevusas Kol Perek V'Chol Inyan. Everything in the Sefer is based upon them. Elsewhere, he says that he made it, it was deliberate choice to put the sources in the text, as opposed to others for him that put them in footnotes or endnotes, because he feels that it's very important to be aware as one is reading what the source is. Is this a statement of Chazal? Is this a Tana? Is this an Amora? Is this a Rishon? He makes that point elsewhere, and he's mentioning it here very briefly. He says, Mi'ikarei ha'adracha, one of the fundamentals of guidance, hu l'islamed, to train ourselves, to practice, ki'tzad yesh lageshes el ma'amar Chazal, how to approach a statement of Chazal, lelomdoi kfi oimik peshutoi, to learn it in its depth, and to live with it, until such time as the light which is hidden in the Sefer of Chazal bursts out. Elsewhere in the Sefer, we use the analogy of a pregnancy, that a person lives with the Sefer of Chazal, and it's gestation, sometimes for months, sometimes for years, until eventually it illuminates for the person a certain path. So this is why he puts the sources right there as we read them. Dalim emtzeya kuisev, very few and impoverished are the means at the hands of a writer lehavies akoreli de ispalus amitis midvarimes, to bring the reader to really be moved from some critical insight. Kias bituim, when we use expressions como nifla, this is wondrous, or mavhil, it's awesome, vechadome, similar expressions, alula merova shemush baim, it can, it might, because of overuse, to bring the reader to indifference rather than being excited, because if it's used too often, the person becomes jaded. Nonetheless, the author did not leave them out. He did use them. He relies upon this, that a person who accepts the sefer as a guide Yireh b'munochim elu tzioni derech. He will see these expressions when the author says wondrous, amazing, things like that. You'll see these expressions as road signs. Hakorim oso lizbonenus v'uba, that call to him to pay careful attention. Basikum nomar. Now here repeats the point that he made on the previous page in that last paragraph before the heading Sharei Hadracha. He says it again over here. Basikum nomar, as in summary, we'll say, Hakuire es a sefer hapam harishena. The person reads the sefer for the first time, you know, begeder banois tzada aleishu. He's like those women walking upon the wall to gaze at the beauty of Yosef. Lizboinen biyofir shel tamid chacham mushlam. To look at the beauty of this perfect life of a tamid chacham. To see throughout the different periods in life what the life of a tamid chacham is like. One gets an overview. Kashi yachazo alav hapam hashniya. When he repeats it, when the reader goes back and learns it again, yesh lekavois ki hu atzmoi yikanes b'share adecha niftachim. The hope is that he himself will now descend from the wall and find one of the gates of guidance, to enter. V'yishtadel lematzeis kol shar v'chol perik. And hopefully he will try to use to the utmost every shar, every section of the sefer, v'chol perik, every chapter, ad hagi'oi litzuv isnagus, to the point where he manages to mold his conduct le'oir ha'yesodes ha'muva'im b'chol yonah v'chol tkufa, in the light of the fundamental ideas that we will present regarding every concept and every period of his life. Ha'lo'imedes ha'inyanim b'yonah darush. So somebody who learns these concepts with the necessary depth, yimitza b'em tamid remazim, will always find hints, keitzat yesh la'avim l'chalal maseh, how to take them into practice. Aval ha'mechaber nimna b'derech la. Nonetheless, the author generally avoided le'atzibi al kabbalos l'maseh. He avoided pointing out particular kabbalos, particular commitments, practical commitments, al maskanos maseyos ha'mizbekshos, or necessary conclusions in practice. Ki ratza le'ashir b'de kol ha'nigash l'sefer. He wanted to leave to everyone who approaches the sefer k'el sha'ari adecha. He wanted to leave it as mere gates of guidance, shimtza b'makom nizgadek v'imashu, so that the reader will find place to innovate. This last expression is from Chulin, Dav Zayin, makoy minichu le'avisai lizgader boi. Now that's an interesting statement, but apparently he changed his mind years later, because that's what the second volume does. In the second volume he does present clearly defined v'adim with practical kabbalois and suggestions which are practical and concrete. Mistama, that's a concession to reality. I think the ideal is what he wrote over here. That it's broad with mere hints as to what to do. And the reader who's attempting to mold his own behavior and to improve should find in the hints a way to accept things in practice. But maybe the ideal was not realized, so that many years later we had Aleishu Chelek Beis with those more practical and specific kabbalois. Finally, אחרי כל האמור, having said all of this, מרגיש המחבר, the author feels, כי לא יענה מאומה הלתמיה. He has answered nothing regarding the question, the surprising question, מה הוא ראה על כך על יוס הדיוית הקופץ בו? What did he see that prompted me to be somebody who's unworthy and takes on something that's beyond him? The author is paraphrasing the Gemara in Megillah, you know, Daf Yud Beis, where Haman is described as a idiot kofetz ba'ish. He made a suggestion that was beyond his station when Achashverosh addressed the more senior advisors. So he was asking, I have not answered. He's rather saying, I have not answered the question. Al mara al yos idiot kofetz ba'ish. Why did he jump to the head of the queue and presume to be able to write such a sefer? Hakatan v'hadal mikol yedei Torah v'yirei shamayim shevado. I, who am the smallest and most impoverished of all those who know Torah v'yirei shamayim in the generation, lismuided v'chtos sefer zeh, to write such an ambitious sefer. That's the question. He says, I haven't answered that. Ach emes nitna lame. What I can say in truth is, ki ha-kesiva isa mamash b'vchinas, the writing was like the posse in Tehillim says, lulei t'irasecha sha'ashu'ai az ovadati b'oni. It's a Tehillim kuf yutes. If not for your Torah, it was my sha'ashu'ai, my enjoyment, my delight, I would have been lost in my travail. Beroiv hatiridois v'ogmas ha'nefesh. The immense toil and the difficulty. When the author was just laden with a tremendous yoke, v'ruchanius v'gashmius, both in ruchanius and in gashmius. U'magam b'shanim rishonois shel yisod ha'yeshiva, all the more so in the first years when the yeshiva was established, and he was just so overwhelmed with work. The author said that he will not be able to sustain himself unless he has this very strong factor that will drive his thoughts, all of his thoughts, to this spiritual toil of a systematic search. So he's saying he did it because he needed to do it. He saw this in the writing of these chapters of guidance. And over the years, as I said, about 13 years or so, this is what emerged, the Sefer. That he should be judged favorably. And that hopefully perceptive people will see that it's not merely the love of publicity that caused him to cause his pen to write. They say, as a true Baal Musar, one recognizes that there's always the personal element. We're always vulnerable to these things, to be the publicity, and sometimes for some people, money, whatever it is. So his tefillah is that it should be recognized then that it wasn't only Ahavas HaPesum. It's a very typical statement for the Alei Yeshua. Alei Yeshua b'Gematria Ner Nishmas Rosa Rivka. In Gematria, Eima Mechaber, that's the name of the mother of the author, Asherak Hoidos Limsirus Nafsha Avur Chinuchoi. It is only through her Mesirus Nefesh, for his Chinuch Lekiyum Mitzvois Ulelimut Torah Kedusha, his chinuch in Torah, Higia Adelam. Only through her did he reach what he reached. Isha nedira b'yofim midoyseya, a woman who's rare for the beauty of a midoys, v'yir'asa ha'amitis, in a true yir'a, b'fikchuta of Yisrael, in her intelligence and the suffering that she went to, through. Hashem yikoyim dama usei nafshat tzorua b'tzor chayim. He escaped, as I mentioned yesterday, he spent the war years in Sweden, doing much to save others in Europe. Finally, lefi das kadmoinim, according to early opinions, yesh lamechaber likro shmo ad sifro, they advise that an author should at least hint to his name in his sefer. V'inei b'shem Alei Shur, in that name Alei Shur, remuzim shem ha-mechaber uvas zegoi. Somehow there's a hint to the name of the author and his wife, asher betoar libah umsirusa, who through her the purity of her heart and devotion, uvizchus avoseh kedoshim, and through her holy forefathers. You know, we know, the Sefer was written anonymously, but we know it was written by Rav Shlomo Volbe, and his father was Rabbi Avraham Grudzinski. That's his wife's father. Sorry, his father-in-law. His wife's father was Rabbi Avraham Grudzinski, the famous Mashgiach in Europe, who was also murdered in the war, passed away, I think, in 1943. I just recently read a biography of the Beis HaLevi. It mentions the months when Beis HaLevi was in Warsaw, and he was very friendly with the father of Rabbi Avraham Grudzinski, Rabbi Yitzchak Grudzinski, who was a remarkable, truly remarkable person with enormous accomplishments. It's remarkable how the Gedolim of that generation mourned his passing. The Chofetz Chaim knew him very well. He always insisted that when the Chofetz Chaim came to Warsaw, that he would stay at him. And the Chofetz Chaim spent much time when he came for the printing of his Sfarim. It would be weeks and months that he would stay, always with Rav Yitzchak Grudzinski. He established an enormous amount. He wasn't wealthy at all. He was a working person. But he established a yeshiva which he supported. He organized the payment for the rabbeim in the yeshiva. He organized many, many shiurim throughout Warsaw. He was a tremendous activist. He accomplished just an enormous amount. So that was the grandfather of the author's wife. So he says, "Uvizchus avoseh kedoshim azra bemida atzuma." She helped enormously. Hein bechibur sefer zeh, both in the composition of the sefer, v'hein bechol avodah im rabim, and just in general with his avoda. V'choyten na Hashem v'chen yosif la, may Hashem give her and add zechus uvracha adayad לראות בנים ובני בנים, to see generations, עוסקים בתורה ומצוויס, אחרי שיח לחיי העולם הבא ושיח ושיח לדור תוירים. Okay, just one final note, the Mavo Klali, which comes on the next page, is difficult, and I would rather leave it till the end of the volume, even though it's an introduction. It's a fairly complex introduction and a lengthy introduction. So what I'd like to do next time is start with Shaar Rishoin. That will be on page Yutes. And in Mitzvah Hashem, when we finish the Sefer, you'll remind me to go back to the Mavo Klali and read the general introduction then. Okay.